Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Damascus, Syria. Russia makes a move against Israel related to Syria that fits the prophetic scenario of God's Word. That's the headline. Ken Timmerman comes to give us the details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Vladimir Putin, during the Benjamin Netanyahu administration as prime minister, had a deal with the prime minister that he would have a blind eye to any attacks by the Israeli Defense Force on Syria. Now it looks like Putin has made a decision to get rid of that deal, step away from it. Does that mean harm for the Israeli attacks on Syria if they need to have these attacks?
Well, what happened this past week, and it's extremely interesting, a bit nuanced, Jimmy, but what happened was that the Israelis launched an airstrike up through the eastern part of Jordan near Al-Tana, which is the former U.S. base there along the Jordan Iraq-Syrian border, and the Russians then announced that they had shot down 7 of the 8 missiles launched by those Israeli aircraft against a Syrian weapons manufacturing plant. Now, this is something that the Russians have not done. In the past, they've pretty much given Israel a blank check to launch airstrikes. When those airstrikes have been against the Iranians, against Hezbollah, the Revolutionary Guards, or against jihadi groups. But this seemed to be an attack against a Syrian government defense production facility. So a couple of things that I take away from this. Either the Russians are saying, look, that's the red line. Don't attack Syria itself. They are our strategic ally. If you want to go after the Iranians, that's fine with us, but don't attack the Syrians. Now, this was obviously a deliberate leak in Moscow that they had shot down the missiles with some new Russian anti-missile systems based in Syria, that Putin is saying to the new Israeli prime minister, look, I had a deal, but it was a face-to-face deal with Benjamin Netanyahu. If you want to continue doing this kind of thing as the state of Israel, you got to come and talk to me. We do this face-to-face, and then we'll take it from there. And so far, Naftali Bennett has not met with Putin.
Ken Timmerman with the details of Russia's latest move against Israel that fits the prophetic scenario of God's Word. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. Russia's President Vladimir Putin has directed his military in Syria to stop Israeli airstrikes on Syria. Putin had looked the other way in the past when Israel would strike a location in Israel's neighbor for the purpose of protecting the Jewish state. Now, Russia has stepped away from that for the purpose of protecting Syria. And by the way, Syria will make the first move against Israel in the alignment of nations. That's Daniel chapter 11, verse 40. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...